News from Oroville, April 12th, 2007. On microphone, Shiraz and Marlenka.
Simajit speaks about the process of dyeing cloth and presents how colors of nature will participate in the Earth Day event.
Hi, I am Simar. I'm a designer by profession. And as a regular course of our study, we used to go about in industries a lot. Up north and in Maharashtra and Gujarat. When we were in one of those industrial visits, what really bothered me was there was a lot of industrial waste lying by the sides of the industry, and which really got me thinking that when I grow up as a designer, do I really want to work in such kind of an industry which is not environmental friendly and with which I am not happy about myself. So I thought about doing eco-friendly clothings and clothings in natural dyes. Finally, I discovered this place called the Colors of Nature, which was in Oroville. What's really great about Oroville and the Colors of Nature is that these guys have revived a 3,000-year-old technique used by the Indus Valley people to dye the cloth in indigo. These guys not only have revived this whole technique, but have used some modern ways also, so that the production is much more, and the outcome and the finish of the product is much better than what it used to be. The whole research was done by Hasis, who is the proprietor of the company, and he has about 14 years of research time gone into it. And to further put it on, he has made the first ever naturally dyed handloom jeans. We would be the first in the world who have done that. Not even Levi's has managed to do that. And we would be showcasing our products, the garments, the clothing that we have designed in a very short period of time here in Kala Kendra on the 21st. The whole project would be a part of the Earth Day itself. It is not a separate event. It is part of the Earth Day for the Orovillians. This project is totally voluntary. What we are doing is totally voluntary. I would like to thank a couple of people who are involved in this, who have given their active participation in making this project where it is now. And I would like to thank the Oroville also for opening up their hands to and letting us be here. It is a lovely place to be in. I don't know, but every moment, every day, it seems to attract me more. The people around here, the whole environment, the work ethics, it is just wonderful, and I am growing every second. So I would like to thank everybody involved and Oroville itself.
Tushita and Vishal speak of Foodlink and their work with educating people about organic farm products.
This is basically a brand identity called Foodlink for the farm products and Oroville organic products. And we had thrown an open design competition to all the people in Oroville. And these are the entries that we have got, and we have put it up on the trees. And we are getting all the people from Oroville to vote the entries that they like. So, yeah, this is a small event, and this is what you see.
What about the organic farming in Oroville?
Well, it needs to be more... the product is not enough to feed the people of Oroville, which is why there is this awareness which is required for the people of Oroville. And as part of it, under one umbrella of Foodlink, they want to sell Oroville products, which is why this design competition has been organized. And we are happy that we've received so many entries. And this is yesterday and today we've been here in Solar Kitchen and receiving feedback from people. What they think about the entries and which ones they like the most, so which will help us to choose the final one for the Foodlink, the farm group, Oroville Organic Products.
Next step is that we'll be selecting 4 entries out of the ones which are chosen by the people, and in the Earth Day week we'll be putting up a big panel of all the 4 entries, and we'll be doing prize distribution, and the runner-up will get probably an organic food basket yearly. The second person will get a nature trek, and and there is a complimentary entry which you probably get organic food to eat in some restaurant like Solitude. So that's the next step. And after the 4 entries, we'll be selecting 1 final entry, and that entry will be modified, after which we'll be putting it up on Auroville packets, food packets, and designing and redesigning. And that's the whole plan. It's a big process from now, but this is the beginning, and we're very happy with whatever we've got till date. And it has been a good participation because we had even doodle tables where people sat down and did some doodling, like you see right now, children doing that. And it has been a great process. Yeah. I feel organic farming should be, of course, propagated, and it has to be 100% organic and get an IMO mark so that it is qualified and it's a completely non-polluted food that you're eating. You're not eating any toxins in your body, and it's great. Of course, everybody should go for it. There's no going back from it.
Joachim Schlemmer speaks about the Ramayana, the abduction of Sita, and his theatrical production of this epic work.
My name is Joachim Schlemmer. I'm a choreographer and director of tonight's show and of the abduction of Sita. The whole project actually started with a questioning of the Ramayana that I was supposed to do with Chandralekha 10 years ago. Why Ramayana, the least theatrical, from the dramatics point of view, the least dramatical play that you can possibly use that is existing, because it has no drama in it, actually. If you look at it at first, right? Because it's always clear from the beginning on who is the winner, there's no dramatic impact to it, yeah? Since we, the Neanderthaler, it all starts, the change, big changements in the world start with abductions. You know, women were abducted, black people were blackmailed, you know. Wars were fought for one woman, and big wars, and hundreds of thousands of people died for that one woman as an initial. And big changements in the world, like who takes over what, and mostly, a lot of those started with abduction. And now if you see that kind of abduction, Zita, as well as an abduction of Earth, an abduction of global, you know, that leads to global warming and other things, the depletion of Earth, and so, and Zita is a metaphor for that as well, then you get into the theme over, you get, can draw a very fast line into, like, social reality and, you know, human aspects of the whole story. So that was one sideline, and the most important sideline was to bring down the characters of Sita and Rama to a human aspect, like to make a couple out of them, a couple that you believe in, and from nowadays standpoint, which have both have a higher side to them. They're not just human beings. Yeah, there is a godly side to them, and that is, you know, in the beginning, you see a lot of the strengths in Ram, and in the end, you see more and more and more strengths in Sita growing up. And in the end, Ram loses his strengths by asking once the wrong question. And then it's decided the world has to change. For me, from that point on, the world has got to change. You know, because the old system has got to burn. The old system goes down.
Satprem passed into the light on April 9th. Satprem means true love. Satprem was like mother, but different. He was a friend, an elder brother, a wise man, a vibhuti. When Satprem met mother in Sri Aurobindo, it was the turning point of his life. He left again on his travels, but after a brief period as a sannyasin, he finally returned to the ashram at Pondicherry in 1964, where he wrote several books, including The Adventure of Consciousness, the book responsible for introducing many people to the integral yoga of the Mother and Sri Aurobindo. Later, he became Mother's confidant, the result of which brought forth the 13 volumes of the Mother's agenda.
From L'Avenir d'Orville, on Monday, April 16th at 5 p.m., at the Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity, there will be a meeting of the Residents' Assembly at which an important decision regarding Auroville's possibility for self-determination in our development will be made. If you cannot attend, you can still be counted. Send an email to workingcom@auroville.org.in with a copy to Auroville Vision 2012@auroville.org.in. Your expressed support and willing participation is essential.
The new Auroville Council has started functioning as of Monday, April the 9th, and announces their intention to communicate with the community every 2 weeks in both English and Tamil through the news and notes.
Two resident assembly meetings, the 1st and 9th of April, were held. For detailed minutes of both meetings, see AVNet or contact amy@auroville.org.in or johnnym@auroville.org.in.
Resident Assembly meeting of April the 16th at 5 p.m. at the Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity.
A Tamil New Year celebration, Saturday the 14th of April at 6:45, will be given. Auroville Water Harvest presents Dr. Aude Vincent and Professor Sophie Violette, Hydrogeological and Hydrological Study of the Kaluvelli-Pondicherry Coastal Basin, on Wednesday the 18th of April at 4:30 p.m. in Town Hall's conference room.
Aurovillians singing and dancing again at Bharat Nivas Auditorium on Saturday the 21st of April at 8 p.m. Hip-hop, Bharatnatyam, Tamil grooves, odyssey, aerobics, and contemporary dance and singing. Lots of kids and students with their dance teachers, aerobics, black cats. Surian will sing, All Held Together by Jesse.
The Auroville Renaissance Capella, on Thursday, April 19th, and Friday, April 20th, at 7:30 p.m., Pitanga Hall in Samasti in Auroville. On Sunday, April 22nd, at 4 p.m., at the Pavilion for Tibetan Culture.
The Earth Day 2007 Fair at the Youth Center starts at 3 p.m. on Sunday, the 22nd of April. Contact Lisbeth, Nikolai, Philip, Johnny, or Ankoli.
June Mayer of AVI USA sent us the following. Longtime Aurovillian Ditra, Claire Warden, who created the Gratitude Settlement inviting a great variety of birds to settle down, recently passed into the light in the USA on Saturday, April 7th. Ditra was the channel that brought me to Mother and Sri Aurobindo and to Auroville. One evening I'd heard her speak about the ashram in Auroville, and that fundamentally and forever changed my life. Also to note over the years, the way she took the stewardship of the Auroville land granted to her, naming it Gratitude. She created beauty and abundance out of that then barren land to give back to Auroville. Ditra loved all creatures and had a special affinity for birds. She walked the earth fiercely passionate and dedicated to what she believed. She was truly a child of the mother always. I, along with others, will miss her. The news is a reflection of the growth process of Auroville and its ideals of harmony, goodwill, discipline, and truth.
On microphone, Shiraz and Marlenka. In studio, Julie, Andrea, Max, and Daniel. For further information, please check the website auroville.org. Thank you for listening.